All right, it's 8:42 on the ticket, and we like to check in with this friend of ours from time to time. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and has written many books. It's our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who comes into the studio now. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, now I have produced more than 6,387 books.
6,000. Authored or co-authored that many books. That's amazing.
Yes, 6,387 plus books.
Okay.
So one more than that.
And we wanted to have you on specifically this morning to talk about the psychology of breaking your thumb at the start of an NFL season like Dak just did.
Gotta get coffee here. Could have done that before we got into the studio.
I have a little bit of me meaning to be done. You know it.
Now you're ready to roll.
I've had a bit of a rough day. A bit of a rough couple of weeks, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry
what
to hear that.
Because I also have broken my thumb.
You have?
So as you can see, I'm in a cast.
Well, yeah.
I have a cast in my arm.
You have a cast on your arm.
What? You said something weird. What
did he say? Something weird.
He said something weird.
He said like keist or
yes,
something.
Yes, I didn't say keist. I said keist. But yes, I broke my thumb taking some books down from a high shelf. And it was a book on Freud's theory of the unconscious, autographed by Mike Trout. I wanted to
interesting. Okay. That might be worth
that. And also a large book of Jungian shadow theory with Marginalia by Eli Manning. I was pulling that down and I accidentally...
Marginalia.
I accidentally broke my thumb, so I'm in a little bit of a funk. So when
sorry
I
to hear.
In a little bit of a funk, yes, when I, so when I saw the Dak also broke his theme. I called him and invited him to my support group.
You have his number.
Yes, I do. Of course I do. I've done 12
all the
books
athletes,
with him.
Yeah.
Yes, so he actually came to my support group, and he complained about the coffee, which he wasn't too good at that, I have to admit. Yeah. But he did speak in front of the group. He had never been to Broken Thumbs Anonymous before. Got his one-day chip.
That's
I was
a
so
thing.
Proud of him. Yes, I was so proud of him. Of course, and I protected his anonymity
yes.
there.
Right. Very,
very much.
Important. I bet nobody recognized him.
I'm announcing it here. yes, so I've been in traction and on crutches for 2 weeks now.
Why are you in traction, by the way?
I also have to sleep in a hyperbaric chamber to promote healing.
Okay.
So right. I sleep in a hyperbaric chamber with a chimp. Named Bubbles to promote healing.
That's
and,
weird.
But yes, it's getting better. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're welcome.
Although you didn't ask, if no, I remember correctly.
I think we did, yeah.
Greg, if that is your real name.
It is.
Don't yell. Come on.
So I brought some books for you guys that I
okay.
have here.
Great.
Some spirits books that may be of interest to your listener. And of course, they can get these at Carlton Maxwell Online Book Production Company and Publishers and Sons United Limited, and that's an LTD.gov.
You're going to lose a lot of people.
At least
with that.
You now have a website.
Yes, I have a little bit of a website for people to check out. So they can also order these books in there. So here's the first one that I have for you. I'll give this one to George.
Okay.
And it's called Holy Ass, I'm About to Get Fired by Mike McCarthy.
Oh, wow.
With a foreword by a new author, Gerald Wayne Jones.
Oh,
one of those
wow.
chiply named authors. this one is for you, Craig. I think you'll enjoy this. I think I may have mentioned this gentleman a little bit earlier in our visit today.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Living Off Your Fluke Rookie Season Success by Dak Prescott.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
He wrote that
he
book.
Writes that.
Yes.
That's odd.
He wrote it when he was a little down on himself.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Take that into account. This one is also cowboy related. It's called You Don't Need to Win It, Football to Win It Life by Tony Romo. A classic at our table. We've sold so many of these.
Yeah, I did say that.
Followed
like
by
to read
Vanilla
that.
Ice on that one.
All right. Our old Turner's
This one. Any baseball fans here? I don't know if we have any
You say baseball?
I did not get any of that.
I think you said baseball.
What did he say?
Here. This is called "Will Someone Please Put Me Out of My Misery" by Dave Raymond.
Come on. Dave
he
loves
did not
baseball.
Write that.
And then I don't know if anybody here went to Coolidge. Anybody go to Coolidge?
We went to Coolidge.
I teach at a Coolidge. What?
What?
You said something weird. What? This is called "Disbanding Football and Saving $1 Billion, a Thesis on A&M by Quentin Coriot."
He wrote that.
Yes.
Weird.
With a forward and illustrations by Dave South. I think you guys will really enjoy this one.
I read that one.
May have noticed that I have my assistant, my brand new assistant has come here in studio.
Yes.
His
well.
Name is Rick, and he is from the area.
Hey, Rick.
Rick, say hello.
Hey, guys, how are you?
There he is. There's Rick. He's
Hi,
just
Rick.
A new assistant that we have here.
How are you two? How do you know each other?
Met in college.
Oh,
yes,
we met in college. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And,
All right.
And Rick also has an assistant. What's your name, sir?
My name's also Rick.
Okay. See,
that's our buddy Rick. We know Rick Skinline.
No.
We know Rick Skinline.
So thank you. I leave these bigs for you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dr. Maxwell. There he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.